Now, we'll try to briefly go over the migraine pathophysiology. Simply, it's not fully understood, so we don't have an easy answer to explain why do someone develop migraine headache. There's been multiple theories, and not a single theory seems to be solid enough to explain the pathophysiology of migraine headache. And that's why more recently there's been the what we some people refer to as the integrated theory, where it tried to put together all these different pieces of the puzzle. We commonly say that migraine happens because of an activation of the trigeminal vascular pathway. The important points for you to know about the pathophysiology of migraine. Number one, the oldest theory was the vascular theory, the vasoconstriction followed by vasodilatation of the blood vessels, intracranial blood vessels, leading to the pain. And this is currently, we almost are sure that this is not the etiology or mechanism behind migraine. There is definitely vasoconstriction and dilatation, but this is only part of a bigger picture. The cortical spread depression is a very important piece in the puzzle of the pathophysiology, and it's important to be aware of that. Basically, think about it as a cortical wave. It's an abnormal electricity in the brain. Usually, it almost always starts in the occipital lobe, and it will march forward about 2 to 3 millimeter a minute. If you have the EEG running on the brain, you're going to see this kind of wave. The cortical spreading depression, it's a wave of hyperpolarization followed by depolarization. And as I said, you can see it on the EEG. We think that as a result of this wave, there will be a release of some chemicals or substances from the brain, and those will result in activating the trigeminal nerve afferents. And the trigeminal nerve is the main sensory nerve in the cranium. Keeping in mind, by the way, that the brain tissue itself does not sense pain. Any pain sensation has to come from the other structures, including the meninges, the blood vessels, the nerve endings in the blood vessels and the meninges, and of course, the other structures like the skull, the fascia, and the muscles. So activating the trigeminal pathway plays a significant role in the headache or the pain perception through sending signals to the trigeminal nucleus caudalis and the brainstem parasympathetic efferent projections. So this might seem complicated, and in fact it is. What you need to remember is there is a piece of the puzzle being the vascular, the vasoconstriction dilatation. Cortical spread depression is a very important piece also, and finally, the involvement of serotonin in the migraine headache is also definite, because the migraine-specific treatments that we use, or the triptans, they work on the serotonergic receptors.